This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hotline into
that's really embarrassing.
Start over?
Oh my God.
Take two. Oh, he's still going. That's how you know. It's a DJV show. Seven minutes past the hour. Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, my atoms and electrons are working against each other, as it would seem. This is Jennifer's Correct, the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, and her authoritative voice, mine that almost sounded authoritarian.
Yeah.
Authoritarian versus versus authoritative, as it were. We are focused on these hand sanitizers at the moment. There are supposedly 59 that you should avoid. Do we know which ones, and how do they determine whether is that they've got too much alcohol or their contents is not good? Because this has become
it's the wood alcohol, I think, that people are using to make the sanitizers, particularly the ones that are being made in Mexico, I think. Are the ones that are...
I'm surprised there aren't some made in China that they're trying to slough off on.
Are you kidding?
Us.
There's a ton of them. In fact, I had to go to the grocery store the other day, and they had hand sanitizer for the first time. And I actually just looked at the label to see if they were from Mexico, because I... Not that I'm avoiding them, but I couldn't remember the names of the ones that were bad, but I remembered that they were made in Mexico, so I just wanted to check. These were made in China.
Where's Purell made? Because I just bought a little bottle of that to keep in the car. That's the gel.
I don't know. Let's look it up.
I looked at the ingredients, and the only thing in it is just, you know, the stuff that makes it gelatinous alcohol.
Who is still purchasing hand sanitizer rather than just washing their hands with soap and hot water?
Because I leave it in the car.
I was asking.
If you're living in an RV, then you can wash your hands each time you get back in your car. But for me, running errands, I just hand sanitize as soon as I get back in the car.
You realize
it doesn't replace washing my hands.
No, yeah. And it also gets rid of the good bacteria that's on your skin. You get rid of everything.
But if you're pumping gas and you don't have gloves with you, pumping gas in any case, it's not even that I'm being a COVID phobic. Pumping gas is gross. So
that's why we don't pump our gas in Jersey.
Yeah,
we
just pump the gasoline.
You fancy Jersey types.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. The gasoline kills the bugs. That's the nature.
Are you washing your hands in gasoline?
No, but the gas is your word
about
the gas
touching
in the pump.
Touching the pump is.
But the pumps get gasoline on it. Nothing's going to live on the pump.
What about all the people who touch it before you? Hands that touch the pump. It's not about the gasoline.
The gasoline kills. You're not hearing what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. The handle is not covered in gasoline.
It is any place I go.
Okay.
People are so careless with it. All over the place.
I give up.
I don't want you to give up.
I was enlightened because I actually, I was gone for a couple of days, and I got gas out of my normal county. I live in Los Angeles County. And I swear you need a hazmat suit to pump gas in Los Angeles. It's flippin' disgusting. It looks like they haven't wiped anything down in centuries.
The homeless people hanging around the gas station that turn me off.
It's just gross. And so then I go and I pump gas by the beach in Ventura, and the beautiful sea breeze is blowing at me. And I touch the pump, and it actually has a sheen to it still. And I'm like, whoa, this isn't so bad. This pump doesn't look like it's been covered in 12 years worth of scum. This is amazing.
All right, so anything that has methanol.
The simple things make me happy in life.
Right, let's see here. Lavar gel, don't buy that. Clean Care No Germ, don't buy that. Let's see what other.
Where are you seeing Lavar? What's that? I've never heard of that.
That's wash in Spanish, so
I'm on a food and drugs or website. Yeah, it is. Lavar is a Spanish word. Let's see here.
Oh, because the ones that I saw were Clar and Danver, Blumen, and Shine and Clean. Those are the three that they listed from yesterday on the FDA.
Soma's hand sanitizer. You're talking about the ones you were just mentioning, the ones made in Mexico.
These
are
about 50
of them. Anything from Mexico, don't buy it. That's basically the bottom line. Don't buy any of that stuff. Let's see here. Some more Bloomin' Clear Advanced Hand Sanitizer. Klar and Danvers Instant Hand Sanitizer. It's from Germany. Modesta Instant Hand Sanitizer with Vitamin E. Okay, that's good. The Honeykeeper Hand Sanitizer. Hello Kitty Hand Sanitizer.
Hey.
I'm not making these up. Assured Instant Hand Sanitizer. LumaSkin Advanced Hand Sanitizer.
Just tell me Purell is on there. That's all I care about.
Purell
is
not
on
there.
Okay, no, so Purell is safe. That's the that's always been the biggest brand, at least here in the States. So
well, most of the stuff that's made here is okay. It's the stuff that we are bringing in from Mexico and China and places like
that. Well, let's okay. So normally we can give it to China. I'm appalled that we have to rely on them for it. But the thing that's really bad is this ingredient that they're using. It seems in by and large in the Mexican production of sanitizer, and it's essentially wood alcohol, which when it gets absorbed directly into your skin, it's poison basically. So you can't. Humans are not supposed to consume it in that way. And if you use high amounts of the sanitizer, if you use it once, you're probably going to be okay. But if you're using it throughout the day, it can build up in your system, and it's toxic. So that's why you have to be very, really check the label, because it can be serious. People have gotten pretty sick from this. So if you see made in Mexico, it's probably best to just leave that behind.
Okay. All right. Other
as much
items,
as I'd like to say China, but I don't want to scare people, because I bought Chinese sanitizer.
I went to my refrigerator is on the fritz, so I went yesterday. I actually started shopping last week because I had a problem, and then yesterday I went to another place that had more of a selection of refrigerators, and most of them were made in China. There were a couple made in Germany, one made in Sweden. Let's see, how many did I find made in America? One.
What
that
brand?
Was it. General Electric.
Good. Did you buy it?
I didn't because it doesn't fit in the space. I'm trying to buy American, and I haven't found one that fits in the space. I may buy an older
Amana. We have all GE appliances in our apartment, and they're great. They actually, I like them a lot. Frigidaire. Yeah. Is it Frigidaire? What's that line?
Frigidaire is a different company. Frigidaire is a company
GE,
in and of itself.
Oh, GE Profile or something is the line.
Yeah, it's the old line. The American manufacturers were Amana and Frigidaire.
Was it Frigidaire Sears?
General Electric. Frigidaire was not Sears. Sears had its own brand, Kenmore.
Kenmore, right.
Sears, yeah. No, Frigidaire was a company in and of itself. Yeah, its own thing. But they're all gone. Frigidaire, I think, is gone. Whirlpool, RCA-owned Whirlpool. They all, if they are around
still. I think
Whirlpool
still makes the washing machines, don't they?
Yeah, but are they made here, or are they made in China?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know.
See, that's the thing with me. I'm not buying anything. I'm sticking to my guns on this wherever I can. I'm not, and I'm not paraphrasing. That's not the get out of jail free card wherever I can. I just work hard at it. And the fellow in the refrigerator, the appliance store I went to yesterday, said to me, it's amazing how many people are saying that. They come in and,
yeah,
and they want to know nobody ever asked me before, he said.
Yeah.
Nobody ever asked me before where this stuff was made. They just wanted one that fit in the space, and how much was it? That's what they asked me. Now it's, where is it made? It's all three of those things. Where is it made? How many cubic feet does it have in it? And what's it cost? And can you deliver it? Yeah, those are the questions he said people ask him.
Was GE more expensive than the other brands?
No. General Electric about the same as the. I'm looking for a 22, 24 cubic foot refrigerator, and I have a space that I only have a certain amount of space. I can go up higher, and the most of the ones that went higher that were taller were the more expensive ones that are made in Europe.
Well, you also have to, Jen, we talked about this on Monday, he also has to fit, he's got a Sub-Zero with the cabinetry that's over it. So that's kind of a bigger project.
That's rough.
Yeah, to replace that.
It looks so nice, but it's such a pain to have to replace
it. It's horrible.
Those.
Yeah, right. It is. A couple of more vaccines are on a fast track. The vaccine candidates, the FDA trying to get approval, but here we are again, whether it's BioNTech and Pfizer, they haven't okayed from the FDA to send two of their possible vaccines out on the express route to approval. But what's the point? The vaccine is not going to have, the vaccine that's being made now was to attack the COVID that we had in March and April. That's not the same COVID now by any stretch.
This is a different, the vaccine that I'm seeing a lot about, at least in the last couple of days, is this one that's being done by Moderna, and it's actually boosting people's immune systems. So it's less about fighting the disease and more about a vaccine that's pumping up immune systems.
That makes sense. What's it going to cost? You can build up your immune system by getting good supplements. So,
right. Fauci talked about it yesterday. He said, no matter how you slice this, this is good news. It's an experimental vaccine, and it's starting on July 27th, a 30,000-person study. So it's gone up. The first initial reaction has
been
great.
Who's believing Fauci anymore?
Why wouldn't we believe him? I know the president's attacking him, but why?
I don't care about the president. I'm interested in his stock portfolio.
Here's the thing. I actually, I take doctors.
Hello. Go ahead, Jen.
He's very connected to the swamp, and so I agree with Doug. I take Fauci with a grain of salt, but I take all doctors that way. All science constantly disproves itself. What have we heard? Just basic level about coffee. Coffee will kill you. Coffee's great for you. Coffee will only kill you if you drink more than 20 cups a day. I mean, every day there's a new scientific survey.
The same as about cannabis. You have people telling you cannabis will kill you, and then the next time you turn around, it's being used to get rid of Alzheimer's or pancreatic cancer or dementia.
The doctors who are built into this lifestyle of research and clinical trials, they're constantly disproving themselves. So if this is I think immunity, boosting people's immunity is a good thing. If Fauci says it's a good thing, great. Let's just keep moving and see what happens. And I think that's all you can do. You can't rely on just one person's word. You have to actually see what happens. But I'm not going to take him to task for saying that this is an optimistic piece.
So, Victoria, you're planning on getting a shot when it's available. Yes, no?
No.
No. And Jennifer, you're planning on getting
Jack and I were talking about this the other day. I got one flu shot one time because it was required to get on a cruise. Other than that, I never get a flu shot. And I don't think that this is going to do anything. So what's the point?
It really, I mean, I'm very much more focused on therapeutics than I am about
treatment. Yeah,
because you know what? I think people are going to get sick. We just have to figure out how to save their lives, make sure they don't
18 past the hour on the DJV program. Don't miss our clip of the day where we talk about the deep philosophical meaning behind the clown artwork on Katy Perry's new album. You will find nothing but deep philosophical conversations, as usual, here. How do I say that with a straight face? On the DJV program, clip of the day at djvshow.com. Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains on your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at Top Loft.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What you see is what you get.
What you see is what you get, Luke Combs. Did you see that TV show on Monday night, The Country Artists? I think I taped it.
I'm really a Luke Combs fan of the new breed of... I just love his voice. I think
he's warm.
Yeah.
He's warm. He's easy. He's pleasant. He likes the audience. You can tell. You can always tell whether a performer is faking it or not when it comes to their relationship with the audience, I think, anyway. I think he's a very likable character on television as a judge. He's just a warm guy. I didn't realize he was 56 years old.
What?
No, he's not. Wait a minute. No. The first artist in the 56-year history.
I was going to say he looked damn good for 56.
I just saw 56 years and I thought, wait a minute, what's going on here? No, the Billboard Top Country Album chart's been around 56 years. And Combs becomes the first artist in the history of the charts to get two studio albums logged 25 weeks or more at number one. That is a really strong accomplishment. His album, What You See Is What You Get, is on its 25th week there on top of the country chart. His 2017 debut album, This One's For You, was on top for 50 weeks. He surpasses now Taylor Swift, whose first two studio albums each logged 24 or more weeks at number one. So this is like twice as successful in a manner of speaking, right? And just three other artists have logged 25 or more weeks at number one with any two albums. Alabama's 1980 major label debut album, My Home's in Alabama, was at number three on the top country albums. But both of the next two albums had long runs on top as well. Feels So Right in 81 and 82's Mountain Music, 28 weeks at number one. And then there's Garth Brooks, whose debut album in 89 peaked at number two on top country albums. So he's only been around since 1989. For some reason, I thought he'd been around longer than that. And I don't know why I think that. But, you know, that's still a good... 89 is back a little further than I want to think it is.
I actually think of Garth Brooks as being very much in the 90s. So 89 surprises me that it's back.
He was 90s
far
country.
Back.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so Luke Combs is in is pretty good company. Shania Twain is in that group. Let's see. She's the only woman I see on this list. Am I missing something?
Well, Taylor Swift, too.
And oh, Swift, see, that's right.
Yeah, the where he made history here is that it's his first two albums in back-to-back have gone 25 weeks or more at number one. These other artists that you're listing, Taylor Swift had held the record because her first two albums had 24 weeks at number one. All the other artists, Alabama, Garth, and Shania, they had, it wasn't their first two albums that did it. They had other albums throughout
other
their
albums.
Careers.
Yeah.
So
got
Luke
it.
Combs basically is off to a really good Taylor Swift-like start by being on top with those first two albums.
Good. Thank you for the clarification, Victoria.
Yeah, I
very
could
helpful.
Tell we were going off the rails, so.
Excuse me?
I feel better, actually, now.
Next, good, the 26 good. Past the hour on the DJV program. This portion of every hour has a focus on music, and you may be interested to know that there are more drive-in concerts being scheduled because of the obvious. The music industry is in upheaval. Enterprising artists and venues around the country being forced to think outside the box when it comes to playing for an audience, a live audience. Drive-in concerts started springing up as an alternative to standing in a crowd to see your favorite musician. So let's see, this week on the 16th, the Michael W. Smith, Stephen Curtis, Chapman, and Mac Powell 10-City Tour begins at the Stardust Drive-In Theater in Watertown, Tennessee. I don't know why that tickled me, but it does. Called the Drive-In Theater Tour. You can go online, as a matter of fact, to driveintheatertour.com to get tickets. Now, next week, or what is it, week after next, Blake Shelton is going to headline the Encore Drive-In Nights series. Show will feature Gwen Stefani.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Traditionally, it's on April 15th, but today is Tax Day 2020 in America. The deadline to file your 2019 taxes or request an extension. The government added 3 months to the usual deadline because of the pandemic. The IRS says about 142 million Americans filed their returns before the 4th of July. President Trump coming around now to suggest that Americans do wear masks in public because of the pandemic. He spoke to CBS News correspondent Catherine Herridge in an exclusive interview that aired last night.
They can have their own guidelines, but they go by the CDC guidelines, and right now that's saying wear a mask, and that's okay with me. That's good.
Would you urge Americans to wear a mask?
If it's necessary, I would urge them to wear a mask, and I would say follow the guidelines.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The U.S. military is withdrawing from 5 bases in Afghanistan, slashing the number of troops in the country as part of a deal with the Taliban. The Pentagon says the bases will be handed over to Afghan partners, and more than 8,000 soldiers will stay in the country for now. The U.S. signed the agreement with the Taliban in late February in an effort to end nearly 2 decades of war. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is fighting a possible infection. The high court saying the 87-year-old is at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore after suffering fever and chills, and she underwent a procedure to clean out a bile duct stent. She'll be in the hospital, they say, for at least the next few days. Prosecutors say Ghislaine Maxwell pretended to be a journalist when she secretly bought her New Hampshire mansion hideaway during the British socialite's arraignment and bail hearing yesterday. Details of her whereabouts were divulged by officials. Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend pleading not guilty to sex crimes as she appeared via video conference from Brooklyn. She faces 4 counts related to child sex trafficking and 2 counts of perjury. And Shaquille O'Neal, quick to help those in need, seen in Gainesville, Florida yesterday, helping stranded motorists along I-75. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
We are great here. Thank you very much. Today is another day of round-robin conversation and events. It's hard to find a place in a world that is as disrupted as this world is that there isn't something exciting going on. And as witness to that, Victoria Keelan is here with Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, with some food news, very important food news. Right, Victoria?
Yeah. It's a little bit scary, actually. Everybody loves hummus and chickpeas. That's kind of a health food staple. But new tests have come out, and new reports show that that chickpeas are very contaminated with very high levels of glyphosate. That is the weed-killing chemical linked to cancer that is in Roundup, that is Monsanto's Roundup product. So now this applies to they tested dry and canned chickpeas. Actually, beans in general, dry lentils, garbanzo flour, which comes from chickpeas, and they tested 37 conventional non-organic chickpea and chickpea-based samples. Nearly 90% had detectable levels of glyphosate, and 1/3 of the 27 conventional hummus samples exceeded what is considered to be a healthy amount, or an amount of of glyphosate that the body can tolerate, according to the EPA. And so they said this was based on a 60-gram serving, which is about 4 tablespoons. I know a lot of people who love hummus, and they eat a lot more than 4 tablespoons worth. So if you think about it, one sample of hummus had 15 times as much glyphosate as the benchmark set by Environmental Working Group and a lot of other nonprofits who test these things. And so one of two tests from a sample of conventional dry chickpeas even exceeded what the EPA said was okay. So you have to really, really be careful. And there is cross-contamination, even if you buy organic vegetables, organic hummus, organic beans, things like that. But you have to also pay attention to if you're buying garbanzo flour, which is a very popular wheat flour alternative right now. You have to make sure it's organic. If you're buying canned beans of any kind or lentils, if you're not buying organic, you are just getting a mouthful of glyphosate, according to these new reports. So
lovely.
It's not good news. And people think of hummus as healthy, which it is, but not when it's laced with chemicals. And one bit of good news, though, Mexico is considering a ban on glyphosate, which, if you think about how much of our produce comes from Mexico, that's a good thing.
One of the things that this has inculcated its way into almost every aspect of our food supply. These people are insidious. It's like the drug companies, the same, they're the cousins to the drug companies. Let's get more and more and more inveigled into people's lives and become more an important part of getting cheap food. After all, there's no weeds. It's easier to take care of, therefore less expensive. We can grow more. And that's what a lot of farmers who don't really know or don't want to fess up to. One of the problems I have with my friend here, I'm the dairy guy and he's the produce guy, or one of the two. We have an organic, actually right next to my house, between my house and where the farm is an organic farm. They don't sell as much produce. They have a CSA, and they're okay in terms of numbers of people, but they don't affect as many people as my friend up the street does with his produce, and he does use this stuff. And I raise my eyebrow. I says, well, you can't find anything anywhere that proves this stuff really isn't good, Tommy. So I just don't get into it with him. It may be July, but Hershey's is getting into the spirit of Halloween. Can you believe we're talking about Halloween in the middle of July? This week, Reese's unveiling a host of new treats, ladies, including the colorful Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, which is kind of a first. New treats, a colorful.
It's colorful?
One. Yeah.
Yeah, it's green on the bottom.
Yeah.
Ew. I know. It's not flavored. It's just like white chocolate or whatever that.
Oh, okay.
Well, but
it's white chocolate one.
Is it for Halloween? Don't you want green stuff that looks gooey?
Yeah,
and
green
sick
and purple.
Yeah, I think it's called like Franken Reese's or something.
Yeah,
Franken cups.
Right.
I was thinking the milk chocolate. I wasn't thinking the white chocolate ones. I can get that. Mm-hmm. Are we having Halloween this year, by the way?
I was just going to say, is Halloween happening?
How can you have Halloween?
I have my Carol Baskin costume all ready to go.
Oh, I know. I can't wait to see that.
If I'm going to be ready or not. I have a place to go?
Oh, my God. The new Reese's Franken cups have the chocolate and peanut butter center that you like. But the green is a cream, actually. Mint flavored. Pistachio.
Pistachio? It's not mint. We're verbally hydroplaning again, people.
Wait,
it's not mint
flavored, and it tastes like pistachio.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's not mint flavored. It's not pistachio flavored.
Wait a minute. Just a second. What is there about... What are you laughing at? You don't even know what I'm going to say yet. Why are you laughing?
Jen, don't you feel like he's driving a car and we're just hydroplaning? Because I feel like that's where I am right now.
I love my pistachio mint flavored candy.
Right.
Well, as a matter of fact, as you're going to be wiseacres about it, we do have a new flavor on the ice cream bus. You can go to EastleyFarm.com and see the flavors. And it does happen to be a mint flavored pistachio nut.
That's not a thing.
Ice cream.
Not a thing.
Can I ask you a question,
yes.
Dougie? Do they make you put a helmet on before you get on your ice cream bus?
No. I don't have my. I haven't spent much time actually on the ice cream bus. I'm more likely to be on a tractor than I am in the ice cream bus. For those of you who don't know, one of the trademarks of my farm, if you go to the website eastleyfarm.com, you'll see the ice cream buses there. We have, back in the dark ages when I was much younger, one of my enterprises was being in the bus business, and I had quite a large fleet of buses, hundreds of them, serving thousands of people in the Boston area. And so when I got out of that business, I kept a few buses on the farm as a storage for parts and stuff. And so when I decided I wanted to kind of go back into the ice cream business and didn't want to use the farm, the buildings themselves, one of my friends said, well, why don't you just dig out one of the buses from the woods, clean it up, and make it an ice cream bus. Bingo. That's where the idea was born. I'm probably the only person in the country who's selling ice cream on the road out of a bus. So there. And
yeah,
yes,
well,
there
I,
are
I
unusual,
didn't forget
unique
about
flavors.
There is no such thing as mint and pistachio
How do you know
mixed
that?
Together. I
How
want
do you
evidence.
Know that?
Prove
Wait,
me wrong. I want
why do
evidence.
I have to prove you? I'm innocent until proven guilty.
Uh-huh.
You have to prove that there isn't such a thing as... You're the one who's bringing that up. I'm saying I'm making a statement, so now you got to prove
I
me wrong.
I want to see a list of flavors
okay,
that are available.
I typed in pistachio mint, and the first thing that came up was pesto, pistachio mint color, pistachio mint crusted lamb, pistachio mint pasta, pistachio mint smoothie, pistachio mint ice cream.
There you go.
I want to know if that's actually on serving, though.
Ew.
What?
You have to make it yourself.
Yeah, it's not a thing.
That's something that Miles will make.
Mm-hmm.
He's into ice cream making now. So maybe we'll get Gramps when he goes out there next month. We'll get him to make mint pistachio ice cream. Why couldn't you make all kinds of minty flavors
of this
combo? Why is it gross?
Because those two flavors don't complement each other. It's not like
there's
chocolate
a lot of stuff.
Butter.
Wait a minute. There's a lot of stuff you eat that you like that's gross too.
What do I
make
eat that you think
you.
Is gross?
Hey, you have a lot
you
of gross
make,
things that you eat.
You gross Jen and I out almost every morning with whatever you cook the night before, or sometimes when you're eating fish for breakfast. So I don't really know that your palate is the one that we need to
you're
go
like
by.
You're like my cat. I just gave
authority.
My cat seafood for breakfast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, New York and Company filed for bankruptcy.
Aww,
now, ladies, you'll have to tell
store.
Me about that.
Yeah,
all right, so too. What? They had 400 stores. What was there about it that was exciting?
Just cute, affordable stuff. It was just cute, affordable stuff. And
yeah, were they in malls?
To be honest, yes. And I, to
malls.
Be honest, I haven't gone in there in a long time. But that used to be kind of like one of the places.
They sold blouses in New York 100 years ago. They had stores in 32 states. So they are... Let's see who else is on this list here of people who have gone, companies going bankrupt. J. Crew, J.C. Penney, Needless Markup. Let's see what other companies.
It is really sad. Where are we going to get our stuff?
I don't know. Nordstrom's. Hey, what, you're going to get them online. That's what you all want, right? You don't want to go to the store. You don't want to go vote. You don't want to do anything. You want to sit on your fat ass at home and do nothing and have everything delivered to you. The food's delivered. The clothes are delivered. The groceries are delivered. So that's it. We're going to, in the year 2525, if man is still alive, you want to bring that song up that we can sing to that? That's the old Jager and Evans. You can find that, Phil. In the year 2525, if man is still alive, what are we going to do with our bodies? We're not doing anything. We're not going anywhere. Some of it is because I guess we kind of have to be, at least at this moment in time. But what? It's the new world order. We don't go to work anymore. Yeah, listen to this.
If man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find.
This is terrible. What is this?
Year 2525. Listen to this.
In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth. Tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing.
You telling me we're not heading that direction now? Come on. It's a,
taking
it's
a pill?
Yeah, everything's going to be in a pill. Everything. We don't have to move our arms or legs. We don't have to do anything. We just vegetate. That's what's that song, by the way, I want to say 19,
Tell me more.
70-something or other. All right, I think I'm being attacked here. Ladies and gentlemen, do you think, does it feel like your host is being attacked by the co-hosts? Does it feel like I'm getting it in the neck or elsewhere? I don't know. I'm just, I'm here trying to keep the wheels on the train, on the track.
Yeah, and good job.
So the postmaster.
What were we talking about again?
All right, I want you to get a hold, before we have to pause here, get a hold of this one. The U.S. Postal Service new Postmaster General has a new cost-saving policy that will involve not delivering your mail. Other than that, everything's fine at the post office.
It's called email.
Yeah. Mail carriers are being told to leave mail behind if they're running late. So no overtime if you're, and the unions, they've, this has been a, you know, this is a ruse they've been yanking for years. Oh, I can't get all the mail. Okay, so get a couple of hours of overtime. So because the Postal Service is on financially shaky ground anyway, you know, you can blame the virus, you can blame bad management, you can blame email, you can blame FedEx, blame whoever you want to. But their solution to the problem is not to deliver your mail. There you go. That's bound to help them do better in the future, don't you think? Don't deliver the mail. If you're running behind, take the mail that you have. If there's stuff left over, save it for tomorrow.
It
don't
seems
deliver
counterintuitive,
today.
But I, you know.
You think? The American Family Farmer show and podcast that I do every week, in addition to doing this program, I do Good Day Health and the American Family Farmer, Your Hidden Power. So the American Family Farmer podcast this week is a focus on the food assistance programs that are around for farmers because they were the last to get in under this administration. Farmers and agriculture always get the last approach or last focus. Anyway, so we talk about how you can apply through the end of August for some of the food assistance programs. And then I talked to a weather guy. This was really, Victoria, quite a good find. Andy Van Luke, he was at Iowa State. We talked about weather and atmospheric conditions and what not only affects the farmer, the weather, but all of us. It's really very interesting. More and more people listening. The American Family Farmer Show finds a new, on average, a new affiliate every week. That's because it focuses on family, food, and the farm. So if you want to catch up with some of the latest developments, you don't have to be a farmer to be interested in your food. Hopefully you're interested in the food and the farmer. Find the podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Stem cell therapy is a relatively new area that holds a lot of potential. One hurdle has been that it takes a lot of stem cells to make a viable treatment. Recently, the FDA allowed a new automated system capable of producing the needed stem cells in a short period of time.
If we traditionally produce these cells in the laboratory culture setting, you can produce maybe a few million cells, but that's not enough to treat a patient. Now with this automated system, we can produce billions of cells.
Dr. Gujun Bu says one area where stem cells are being studied in the clinic is for the treatment of hemorrhagic stroke.
These patients suffering not just the stroke damage to neurons, but also secondary events, which are inflammation in your body, which drive more damages.
Dr. Boo says the stem cells can neutralize the inflammation, minimizing that damage. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish.
The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It is Animal Talk Day. Yes, the pet show host Warren Eckstein is here on the DJV program to talk about you and your pet, you and your dog, you and your cat, you and your spouse. All of those things are the focus here of our love and attention. Today is National Pet Fire Safety Day, Warren. It's a day to keep your pet, learn how to keep your pet safe. You know, we were talking about this earlier, how much of this is important, but we, you know, there are a lot of things that just don't come into our, the crosshairs of our consciousness very often. This is something I would never have thought unless this came up, how to prepare or protect my pet in case of a fire, because I don't know that I'm too concerned about a fire. So,
well, you know, Doug, for years, many years, I served as a volunteer fireman, Oceanside, Long Island. It was a great, great place to volunteer. However, very often when we go to a fire and it was burning, there was nobody home, and we didn't realize there was a pet in the household until we actually got into the house. So one of the things I often recommend, and I talk about this on my show, is every neighborhood has a person that works different hours or a person that's retired, a person, and that person that everyone trusts should know the animals on that specific block or in your building, whatever it is. And that, the reason for that is if God forbid there is a fire, at least someone can notify the responders that there's a dog inside, a cat inside, a bird inside. I remember getting in trouble for putting oxygen in a fish tank to revive the fish. So that's number one. Number two, if you were to come to my house right now in Santa Monica, on my front door and on my back door and on my side window, I have signs that say there are two dogs inside. These are their names.
That's it. I think that's the key.
Right. Yep.
I'm just thinking about that, too. We ought to have a sign on the door. Although Daisy goes with me most everywhere, and she's with me all the time. But in case it happened to be that she was here and there was an emergency, there should be a big sticker on all the doors, dog inside, right?
And
that,
I believe
where can you get those?
Yeah, I believe you can get those free. I mean, if you Google them, I think you can get them free from different rescues, different humane organizations. If not, just make one up yourself. Whatever you need to do, just put a sign in every area that's possible. But also important to note that if people in the neighborhood, if somebody in the neighborhood knows where the pets are, that could be really helpful in tracking it down as well. And remember, dogs and cats hide when they're fearful. So very often when fire people or police people go into a home, they don't see a dog or a cat. They assume there's not one in there, and yet the dog or cat may be there hiding somewhere where they can't find it. So those signs are absolutely critical, as is the neighbor knowing that there are dogs in certain areas, certain houses in the area.
All right. So I'm just Googling how to find that. The study of the ages of dogs, something we talk about a lot. Understanding your dog may be older in human years than you realize. A lot of people spend a lot of time trying to figure out their dog's age in human years. I think, wasn't it 7 or 7.5? But this
they've debunked that apparently.
Here's my response. Who cares?
Who cares?
I mean, it's a conversation starter.
Well, what's the conversation? Oh, so you know, if your dog was you, it would be 50. If your dog was you, it would be 60. Who cares? What difference does it make? Your dog is your dog.
The researchers that argued that it could be helpful to veterinarians to research on aging of, you know, how animals age. But
most veterinarians can look at a dog or a cat and come within a year or two of the age of that dog or cat. So I think it's overblown. It's not 7 years. I think the first year of a dog or cat's life, when I was studying in Europe, I think the first year is equivalent to like a 5 or 6 years in human life.
It doesn't spread out evenly.
It's not seven to one.
Yeah.
No, that's correct.
A 5-year-old dog, for example, is like a 57-year-old human. 10-year-old dog is closer to a 68-year-old human.
If you find your dog or cat, go ahead.
They age quickly in the beginning, and then because a dog can have a litter at 9 months old, so they age quickly, they say, and then it slows down
If you come home and your dog or cat is sitting on a recliner watching Golden Girls, he's an older dog or cat. Just assume that's the way it is.
So because Daisy's had 2 litters before I got her, what will that do to her age now that she's in a happy, wholesome place? I mean, every once in a while, she still gets spooked by something that's going on. She jumps, you know, she'll see a shadow of her out walking at night, and she jumps, that kind of stuff.
All things that happened in the past. My dogs, for example, were petrified, no longer are working, of a hose because they were at a shelter, and when the dogs were barking, they would squirt them with a hose. And when the dogs saw the hose, so I had to kind of redirect that and use what we call counter conditioning to make the dogs think the hose is the greatest thing that was ever
invented. So how'd you do that?
What I did is I took a piece of the hose, and before I fed them every day, I put the hose down next to their food dish so there was a positive association.
They loved
to go for a walk. I always took a hose to a walk, a small piece of hose for the walk with me. And now they love the hose.
You can get a pet safety pack, which includes a window sticker, from your local ASPCA. So there's how you find those stickers that Warren was talking about. That was great information, as usual. Warren, next time.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.